Hey fam, you're welcome back once again to the Chatting with Chubby podcast. It's been a while and I'm so happy to be back. How you guys doing? Have you been taking care of yourself? I hope you're well and your family is okay. With me today on this episode is, in fact, let's call him our co-host because from now on, he's going to be with me on the podcast, and that's like a very new development I'm supposed to announce.
Is this your way of saying you're not going to keep giving me the grand introduction?
What grand? What grand introduction?
Is that what you're trying to deny me now?
I am not trying to do that. I am trying to make you my partner because I enjoy it when we make episodes together.
That's touching, but you know, do it in that distinguished manner that is befitting of my personality. You get?
Don't be so dramatic.
Dramatic. This is not me being dramatic.
I should be doing a presentation jagwajantis because of you. Abeg, calm down.
Oh, wow.
So anyways, okay. Family people, today with me is Professor Chika. And like I said, from now on, he's going to be my co-host, except when I have to make a solo episode. So, give this guy a round of applause as he steps to the podium.
Anyway. Hi guys, my name is Chika, the professor.
Like you already know.
I'm not saying the professor. Like, I'm not saying Chika the professor. I'm saying my name is Chika. The professor as a tag came from Vicky.
It did not come from me. It was a collective decision.
We're both on this podcast.
People who
right
know us and together know that that's the name that befits you. So don't come here and come and be saying that. Well, he is the professor because you guys don't know the kind of. He get white head as in young, so he gets white head. And it's a bibu. One day, Chika asked lecturer a question for class. Lecturer asked him, you know, repeat again because he didn't get it the first time.
Meaning he did not hear him. You know, a lot of things could be responsible.
Not like he did not hear him. More like he didn't understand the question and he needed more clarity.
Meaning I was so vague and I could not even structure my sentences.
No, because after you structured the sentence and you gave him, you know, you asked him a question the second time, he could not answer it.
Yeah, I was just waiting for you to get to the third time. No, I was trying to play modesty. So this, since you're, you know, insistent on the fact that I am really distinguished, like I'm that highly esteemed. Yeah, so I accept this honor conferred upon me. Now, yeah. So, hi guys. It's good to be here once again. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed the last time I was here.
Yeah.
So I was really looking forward to this time. Yeah. And here we are again. We're here to argue. So yeah, be prepared for this. Like we'll be talking.
Please,
of course.
We are not yet to argue.
Every time I and Vicky are sharing a platform together, just know what to expect. Expect bickering. I don't want to call it fight, but now it's in B. Like, because
we are not yet to argue or fight. We are yet to speak like responsible people that
all right,
we are.
Let's see.
If anybody came here to fight, it's Chika. I don't know the beef he has with me, but that's his personal problem. Okay? That's
a very nice way to eliminate herself from something she's going to start.
Stop it. Don't do that. Anyways, I want to thank you, my listeners. Thank you so much for pressing play on the last episode. I'm grateful. And then if you're a new listener, thank you so much for pressing play. And do not stop pressing play on this podcast. And if you've not caught up on all the other episodes, please do well to catch up so you do not miss anything. And make sure to subscribe. Do not forget to share this podcast. Forget to share this episode. Do not forget to tell someone about it. Tell a person about it. So, moving into the next segment, we are going to, you know, talk about the highlights of our week. And I'm going to be asking Chika, first of all, now you go first answer. What's the highlight of your week?
I like highlights when I'm watching a 5-minute clip of a football match because I usually do not have that patience to sit for like an hour and 30 minutes just watching football. So I like when it's just lumped together, like the, you know, important parts of the game. Mm. So what I'm trying to say in essence, usually during each week, I just, you know, take each activity
the way they come.
Yes, the way they come. Each thing that happens to me, I just take it the way it comes, you know, and all that. Anyway, for the purpose of this podcast, let's see. So, my high. I've been meaning to start a blog. Let's put it that way. So, I've been meaning to start writing.
Yeah, for people who do not know. Sorry, I had to crash in. I didn't, you know, I've not been able to introduce him so well because he always skips my memory. I can't imagine how it skips my mind every time that Chika is a very, very fantabulous writer. So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, boys
blush.
And mademoiselle.
I don't blush.
Who is doing this?
I don't blush.
You know, this is the Chinua Achebe of our time. He's a writer, he's a ghostwriter. You know, he can ghostwrite your stories or whatever it is you want him to write. He's also a copywriter, so he can actually write copies to make your business sell. He's a very, very, very good, you know, artistic person that can string words together that will make your mind go, wow. So this is me advertising him. So, guy, when you blow, when you get to that point, like I told you before now, do not forget that it's me. I am the one who introduced you to the world. I introduced you to the world.
Okay, don't worry, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, so you can go on, your eyes of the week.
Yeah, so as I was saying, my high, I think one of it has to be the fact that I finally started to write on Medium. I just started, actually. This is like 2 days ago. Yes, that recently. Started writing just 2 days ago. But, you know, it's something I've been meaning to do for a while now. But I'm a Nigerian student. Like, to put that in perspective, I am a Nigerian student who is schooling, or being schooled, rather, in this Nigeria. And anybody who knows what that means would know very well that it's not easy at all. Bottom line is
that's actually not the only reason. Chika is someone who does not like to put himself up. He does not like to put himself out.
Are you really going
there
to rattle me out?
Yes, like, now, right, so podcast, that they can help me advise you. He's someone who doesn't like to put himself. Do you know how many times I've begged this ogre? I've begged him. I finally, Papa Anna has blogged, Medium blog. So please.
So you can find me on Medium, by the way. Yeah, you can find me on Medium.
Isaac Chika.
Yeah, that's it. Isaac Chika. I intend to drop something on my Medium account every single day. So help me God. Like, I'm saying this to God himself. Like, dear God, hear me.
And give us the strength.
Oh, Father,
do not let Chika be like me, who always takes holiday from our podcast.
So I intend to do at least one piece, or one story, or one, just go on this ride with me. I think you're going to love it.
And yeah, your lows of the week?
Lows.
Any
low? Oh boy, there were a barrage of tests this week. Like, so this week, I school in Uniport, of course, 300 level. So we're at that part where we have to start talking about projects and all of that. So
yeah,
that's one part. There was a time when I stayed and I prayed to God, like, is there no way I can just graduate
like that?
Do I have to do projects? So yes, that's one. I have to submit project topics. See, the thought of that alone, like, I think of that and I get automatically stressed.
Like, so stressed, man.
Stressed.
Like,
and then there've been tests. Having tests upon tests, and it's been stressful. It's been a stressful week. Speaking from, do I call it an academic perspective? But it's been a stressful week, really. So that, I think that can pass for my lows. That's just it for me. I had a good week, by the way. It wasn't that bad. I had Vicky to always beaker with.
What's that?
And then I had
what's that?
Amazing friends. Yeah, there's Vicky, and then there are my amazing friends.
Amazing friends, actually.
Yeah, so that's just it.
Anyways, for me, my high of this week was, I have a business. I sell polos and plain tees. And for a while now, because of schoolwork, I think for like 3 weeks, I haven't actually, you know, done business. And then this week, I decided, you know, to just forget all the stress that I'm facing and then just, you know, go ahead and do my business. And I'm so happy because the like so many persons patronized me this week. And go get out.
Sinzu.
Sinzu what?
Sinzu money.
Sinzu what?
Ah, you're doing the giveaway now.
I'm not doing any. Come on, get out. Switch dirty giveaway. How much do I have?
Boss.
Anyway, so the patronage was a lot, and I'm really grateful. Like, I'm almost down to my last, you know, set of polos. Like, I just have like 4 remaining, and that means I'm going straight to the markets to purchase more next week, and I'm so happy. So I had a lot of alerts coming in, if you know what I mean. I mean, alerts are the essence of life. Alerts. I mean, when you just hear that sound, bang bang, and you check,
you need to see Vicky's face.
Joy.
When a message, a notification just pops up in her phone, and she checks, and it happens to be from the bank. Like, not just from the bank, it happens to be a credit alert from the bank. I mean, she just gets filled with joy.
Like, I forget all my problems at that point. Exactly. I don't even care if I'm a 300 level student that is struggling to graduate finally.
The effect is exactly opposite when it's a debit alert, by the way.
But nobody likes debit alerts. You don't like debit alerts. You do like spending your money. Yes, debit alerts hurt. And so that's why I'm so happy. It means I had a lot of, you know, small, you know, change this weekend.
Putting it
too.
Out there.
Yeah. No, it does not mean people should come and kidnap me. I beg. Yes. I don't have plenty of money.
I know where you stay now. For the right price. For the right price, guys.
Chica, you don't have sense. I beg, if I go missing, you guys know who to hold. Chica Isaac, that is his full name. Chika Isaac, that's his full name. School's in Unipo, 300 level English studies. You can catch him at Kent Arua House from Mondays to Fridays.
Seriously?
You will find him there. If I get missing, please do that for my sake, because I don't understand where this is going to. Anyways, that was one of my highs this week. And the other of my high, I don't know what else can she say, you know. Okay.
Just so you guys don't think our lives are that sad, we probably had, no, not probably, I think we, okay, I'll speak for myself now. I actually had quite a great week. It was a good week, so don't feel like my life is actually that sad.
Because I mean, my life was exciting this week, so you're feeling depressed. Sad.
So what this is just my memory failing me. Either that or me considering most of the good things that happened during the week a little bit.
And another high of my life, my life, you know. It's not easy to be alive. I mean, today, while we were coming,
it sounded like
record
a
testifier
in
episode. Can we get out, idiot? Yeah. We're coming to record this episode.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, Mumu man. While we're coming to record this episode, I had to take another route because I have a lot of phobias. I don't like staying under trees or walking on grasses or crossing the road because I'm always scared that something's going to, maybe a snake will fall from tree, come carry me or bite me or wrap me or kill me.
Perpetual fear of mortality.
Don't do that.
Anyways, always afraid.
I'm not always afraid.
You need to
I'm just cautious. It's not good to walk around in the night. That's why they built house. Stay in your house in the night.
Who designed this thing and said nights are for sleeping while the days like
not everybody's going to be like you that does not sleep at night.
No, you don't have to call me out now.
I'm not
that's what you're doing.
But you don't sleep at night now. You know
you don't have to
night.
Call me out, do you?
So now everybody can be like is what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, like, have you ever thought about it? Who designed it this way and said we must always sleep at night and do all of our work in the morning? Why can't we reverse it? Why can't we do what we have to do at night and, well, sleep during the day?
How can you sleep during the day when it's bright? You sleep when it's dark. Don't look at me like that.
You sleep in a, like, there has to be a shelter now in a house.
Yes, in a house, but then when it's bright, you can't sleep, you know, everywhere light.
I can't believe we're even having this argument, really.
You're very foolish person, that's right. Anyways, so my highs of this week was that I had plenty alerts coming from my business. That's it. And then my lows of this week, I share the same lows as Chika. This week is very hectic.
We just sat a test like how many hours ago.
And it was a mad test because see, Chika passed me, I don't pass the test. I don't already know. Like, what kind of test is that? The answer that everybody was writing. I don't relate. I didn't write it to be paper. That means whatever I do, that see, I will get it. But like, make a right, like, say tomorrow. You know,
she's just being modest. Don't mind that.
I'm not being modest anything. I'm just saying, like, this week was so hectic. At a point, I was looking so sick. I was looking so stressed. So stressed, like, from test to, you know, trying to get your project topics for your 400 level project that is very compulsory.
Do you know I've not even thought of that thing? I mean, I know what I'm interested in, you know, and all of that.
Please, people should not mind Chika.
For real. No, for real.
No matter how it sounds.
Between the two of us now. I'm telling you, I haven't.
No, I actually, you know, crafted out like two topics and I took it to a lecturer who is a bit close to students and, you know, then close to me. Yeah. And then one of the topics, you know I'm studying English, and then one of the topics was language varieties and identities, a case study of the Igbo cultural society. And the man,
I thought, okay, just go on, tell me what the man said.
And he was like, are you studying linguistics? This actually don't work. Like, you need to see the defeat on my face. Like, it took so much time and energy to craft that particular topic.
Hello?
A topic.
It cannot be up to 20 words. Just a topic.
It took a bit because, see, you have to actually get a topic that is researchable.
Okay, while I don't mean
a researchable topic, a topic you can get materials on, a topic where it'll go choke you last, because some people change topics at the last minute because they can't find materials. So you have to, like, really be careful when you're choosing your topic. So I chose that topic from a place of interest, you know, and then from a place of the fact that I can actually find materials wherever and whenever.
I, for one, thought her topic was too broad. But while I don't mean to belittle the efforts people generally put into thinking up project topics, I think some of us just, I mean, it's just to stay, think of what you're interested in.
It's not that easy to think of what you're interested in when the system is like this. When the system is like this, it's different. I mean, how can someone, first and foremost, how does someone just come up and say, I'm giving you people 1 week, go ahead and look for a topic and submit it the next week?
No, actually.
And you know, you have other engagements. First of all, you have your life to live, and then you have, like, other, you know, educational engagements.
Come on now, don't you think we've had enough time for this? I mean, we've had, like, 3 years. No.
What?
You know you're going to do.
Why are you justifying
this? I am not justifying. I'm understanding.
No, you are justifying. No. You are justifying.
That's what it is. You knew you were going to.
I knew I was going to, of course, write a project. But then I didn't expect.
You didn't expect?
I didn't expect that they were going to ask us to submit it so early.
When would they ask you to submit
after
graduation?
Probably after exams. If you don't be so sarcastic, get out.
When you're now a career woman. on your wedding day.
Don't be like...
No, I need to understand because I feel like... We had enough time.
I don't know why Chika is actually, you know, supporting this man. I know, you are supposed to be on my side because we are fellow students. Be on my side.
We had like... Are we ever on the same side?
Sometimes.
Very rare times.
Really?
Like the fact that this is going to offend some people now, but like the fact that, you know, we don't like okra soup, the both of us.
Yeah, somebody, yeah.
I apologize.
Like, a couple of our friends came for us because we do not like okra soup. Now, tell me what's so interesting about okra soup.
Don't do that though, because I'm not going to join you.
You know, so that they will call boys for you.
I don't
you.
Want people waylaying me on the streets. I said some people were tomorrow.
They waylaid Chika last year and they were like, you, we go call boys for you. I think one was like, I will call boys for you, they go shoot your kneecap.
She actually said it too.
I'll call boys for you. I'm going to treat your dick up.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. So, my lows, like I said, I've been so busy with schoolwork, and it's choking me. I don't know if we can just skip to that point where I am a very, very well-educated, well-read lady who, you know, very independent, and I'm living in money, and I'm always in a robe every night with a glass of wine.
You guys need to like see the look I'm giving her right now.
Like, I mean, I'm tired. Like, now by force, like, must we hustle?
These things don't even happen in the movies.
It happens in, like, see. Let me see.
Tell me.
If I was born into money, if I was born with a silver spoon,
tell me.
I won't come to your school. I won't come to your uni pot. Because, yeah, I won't even go to any school. I think I'll be homeschooled, you know. And then I'll be able to throw tantrums whenever I want. You know, do whatever I want. You know, sip wine whenever I want.
I'm still giving her that look.
Whenever I want. You know? And, you know, serious money, like Otedola's kind of money.
See, let's...
But the thing is, all fingers are not equal, and it's like my finger is the shortest one, and I have that's why I'm going to invest in a product called the auto. See, Uniport is after my life. If you people have money, people should donate. I'm going to open GoFundMe. I'm tired. I'm so tired, fam.
The stage, that's like the phase of our lives right now, because we're students. We're Nigerians. See, this is a very, like, don't be a student. In fact, don't be young and be a Nigerian.
Like,
at the same time. Don't be young, be a student, and be a Nigerian.
It's stressful.
At the same time.
It could lead to depression.
That's an understatement.
And suicide.
It leads to. Like, no, this is fact. It leads to depression. It is suicidal, for real. If you can avoid it, do not be a young person, a student, and a Nigerian living and schooling or being schooled in Nigeria at the same time. Like, don't let these three things happen to you simultaneously. Because, trust me.
And this brings us into our next segment, which is, of course, the talk of the day, being a 300 level Nigerian student. Man, it's so hard, really. Really, I don't think there has been any level that has been as tough as this in the past. And from what the senior colleagues are saying, it looks like the next level is going to be more like a disaster. Not actually knowing where you are.
That's like a simple logic to life. I mean, 100, 200, 300, 400. I didn't get to school. I didn't get into school being the fresh boy, you get? So I can't use myself to make this example I want to make now, but I'll give you an illustration. There are people I got into the school with, you know, they were looking fresh, you know, all that thing, all those terms. But now,
they're the shadow of themselves.
Schooling in Nigeria happened to us, to them.
Yes.
Trust me, it's not easy at all. And we're not trying to say that we're expecting this to be a roller coaster. Like, it's not easy being a student. Of course, you put in the effort. You have to study. You have to work hard for this. But the thing about doing it in a place like this place, by this place, of course, I refer to this country, is that it makes it doubly difficult. Like, it makes it... you see the thing about talking, when I'm talking about schooling and I'm talking about Nigeria at the same time, I just start feeling depressed. I'm feeling depressed right now. I'm depressing right now.
Don't be that. First of all, we talk about the way it's really hard for a young person. Before you are a student, you're a young person. So being a young person in this climb is really, really difficult. And we have conversations about it almost every day. It's like it's the only thing we talk about, because the systems are actually created to frustrate you, not to aid you.
You know, there are usually conversations around how when people want to let me put it this way. People like to tell us about the exceptions. So while we're having conversations like this, probably one of you listening right now would be like, yes, yes, we know that the country does not, you know, help that much. We know that things are hard. Everybody says things are hard these days. So you'd be like, we know that things are hard, but there are Nigerians who are still doing this thing.
Exactly. Now,
what that implies is that because we're in a mess like this, we should not you know, recognize the fact that we deserve better.
Yeah, we deserve better. Yes.
We should not recognize the fact that
I have a problem with people who actually try to make that exceptions. And you should be, you are privileged. You know, some persons be like, schooling is tiring. Oh, you're privileged to be in school. Like, really? Really? Don't do that.
Sometimes the points are valid. They try to do that thing where they're like, however difficult it gets, people can still make a difference. Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. But it does not mean we should start undermining the fact that, see, as a human, I deserve better from the country. I mean, okay, too many people have said this, so I'm going to start sounding like a broken record. I'm not going to say it anymore. But for real, we do deserve better. The thing about schooling around here is that oh God, it stifles your efforts so much. You're not
cripples
just
cripples your creativity
a lot. My goodness,
that part about stifling your creativity is, and then we are in this place where it's not really okay, so okay to, you know, be in constant relation, you know, constant contact with your lecturer or instructor. Like, it's really tough. Like, I have a friend on Facebook who just relocated to Canada because of schooling. And then he was commenting about the schooling system. He said he has a counselor he goes to who, you know, he talks to about school, advises him on what he should do when he encounters a problem. You know, he identifies the different offices he should go to get his problem
solved. Did this person, like, school?
Yes,
here?
He schooled in Nigeria.
Oh, he has the experience.
So he was
already
making a comparison, and he was like, schooling here is so easy and effortless and breathtaking.
Effortless, like, quote unquote. Of course,
like,
you get
like,
that.
Like,
I mean,
you're
we're
not
so used
so
to
stressful.
The hardship and everything
not
here.
So, not as but hard as it is. I mean, you have a lecturer coming into the class and be like, A is for.
That, do you know how many times?
A listen, is for God.
You're saying this now and I already know what you want to say.
Yes,
it's not
because
just
it's a shared knowledge.
Thing.
It's
God,
a background knowledge.
Oh.
Like, they make it look or see.
A is for God.
A is for God.
B is for my forbears. And C is for myself.
The rest of you.
Can't struggle for the rest.
Struggle for the rest. Like, so funny. Oh, they have you like... The part that pisses me off is the part of the textbooks, where you get textbooks that have nothing, absolutely nothing inside. It's just a few lecturers that, you know, write textbooks, and then there are things inside the textbook. And
I think that owes to the Nigerian idea that to be a... I'll be using quote-unquote a lot in this podcast. To be a scholar, quote... Yeah, put that in quote.
You have
to be a scholar,
have
you
many
have to
published
exactly
works.
That you have to publish and publish,
publish
and publish.
And some where you keep publishing rubbish, I don't know what to call that. You publish
no,
rubbish.
No disrespect to the works of any lecturer.
No,
by
no. Exceptions to some good lecturers. If you know you're good, then you're good, really. But
we respect
then,
you.
We respect you, of course. There are lecturers who are exceptional, really. Even in our, you know, various universities, there are lecturers who are exceptional. But then there are the ones that were created by the devil. Norma, we know them. So now, we have lecturers who write works that, you know, have nothing inside or that, or it's just like repetition.
Do you know?
Like, they keep repeating and repeating and repeating what they said in the past passage.
Or
they write things that, you know, do not, you know, carry water. You know, hold water at all. They just publish and package and bind them. Oh yeah, it's ₦2,000. Sell it. If you don't write if you don't buy this textbook, you cannot write it, or maybe you have a problem passing the course or whatever. The good thing is, in my department, HOD, he came to class one day and he was so mad and livid, and he was giving me joy, you know. He was like, who are those lecturers that, you know, say without textbook you can't write tests, or you who this one, that one, that is going to query them.
They that, do that, that's by the way. You know, sometimes you. They do
that's
that.
Like,
you know, sometimes
an exceptional lecturer because
These people they like to make us believe. I mean, we know that most young Nigerians do not really read. You
what
know?
Are we no, reading for? Chill, okay, not chill, like chill, what chill, are we reading for, chill. Sha? Anyways, not like that. But because it's because of the Nigerian dream. I talked about the Nigerian dream, and Chika was one of the persons who, you know, gave he gave some contributions to that Nigerian dream thingy. What is the Nigerian dream? Just blow.
No, the thing
blow,
is,
you know, come from somewhere like the slum and then just boof, VGC. Kedja.
The thing is, when a society is so preoccupied with survival, like when they have survival as their first prime
the very first
instinct,
thing, yeah,
you don't expect them
to
start
think of other
exactly.
things.
Exactly.
Think
so,
of innovations. They want to do is try to survive and
first
keep
off.
Surviving
exactly.
until the day they die. Because I think it's someone posted on his WhatsApp status that life is just a big story of how you died. So they keep surviving until the day they are, you know, probably supposed to die.
People tend to believe that. I mean, there is this overgeneralization. Like, it's... Do I call it a stereotype? People tend to believe that Nigerians do not read. But, of course, we have prominent writers. And, of course, we've been seeing Nigerian books do so well that that stereotype is being shattered gradually.
Yes, gradually.
But now there is one that is coming on the rise. It's the fact that, did I just call it fact? I'm being guilty of the same stereotype that I am accusing people of. But the thing is, most people tend to believe these days that young people do not read.
Yeah,
and my I'm not even trying to refute that claim. I'm really not trying to, because I just told you that when a people are first of preoccupied with trying to survive. I don't know what demographic of people are listening to this podcast right now, but if a young person is listening, then he or she knows very well that it's a bad time to be young and be in this country. Like,
it's
not so easy.
It's a very wrong time to be young and be in this country.
It's not easy surviving.
You know
all,
that thing
so.
When people say, what a time to be alive? No, this is not the time to be young. This is not the time to be young in this country. And then we have a lot of our elders accusing us of not, you know, doing something to move the country to the level we're supposed to be. I think I was listening to, was he one of these senators, I mean, House of Reps or representative? He was saying that youth should leave Twitter. Twitter is not food. We should think about food. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, are we not supposed to be asking you this question?
If we get there.
Are we not supposed to be pushing this question to you? Like, you people should actually leave Twitter alone because it's the least of your problems. You should face the problem. Like, one of the biggest problems right now.
Okay, go on.
Is the fact that people cannot afford food, cannot afford to live. They cannot afford to live. I mean, recently I was passing by the market yesterday and I saw these people who sell yam. They were cutting the yams to sell. In my whole life, this is the only time I have ever seen that you can actually pieces yam and sell it 115 naira. Away.
Newsflash, guys. There are already talks. This is unverified, by the way, but take it from me. It's coming from reliable sources. In the near future, we're going to be having yams in sachet for sale. You know, these days.
I think someone posted a picture of that Honeywell spaghetti. You know, the economy pack.
Everything
economy
is sachetized
like,
in
we
this
have sachet
detol,
sachet detol,
father.
Sachet bleach.
Sachet stew, guy.
Yes,
stew.
I'm not
I'm not whining you guys. Sachet you, stew.
For okay, where?
No.
Where?
The people listening
that.
To me right now
sachet
should know.
Where?
Oh, God. I wish we could get feedback from people. There is sachet stew. I'm not joking. Like, I'm actually serious, guys.
Are you serious?
Some of you listening to this right now would know I am right. There is sachet stew.
Sachet stew. Really?
Yes.
I need to see that.
There is sachet
Seeing
stew.
Is believing
I am
at
going
this
to
point.
Don't worry, I'm going to show you. I'm not joking, Vicky.
Really?
We have sachet stew. Everything is being sachetized. especially if that thing is a food item. Like, it won't take long, trust me. Boom, it's right in a sachet. So I'll show you, don't worry, I'll show you.
Anyways, I was at the point where I was saying that we have so many of our elders telling us that we do not read. You know, we are not trying to change the world, we are not trying to change the country, we are focusing on social media, focusing on dressing and attending parties and all of that. And I'm like, in your days, what were people doing? What did you people do? If you did things right, I doubt if we'll be in this mess.
No, truth is,
I'm not trying to blame you people, but don't blame us either. No,
yeah, she's not,
I'm
trying
not,
to blame you people.
I'm not blaming you people, but don't blame us. Do not blame us either for what is happening. We were born into this. I did not ask next time, Angel Gabriel, whoever, just
see,
leave me.
Young people are starting to realize that if they invest. Let's just talk about schooling for a brief moment.
Mm-hmm.
I did this, it was like a spoken word performance some time ago. The philosophy behind it was very simple, actually. Now, the educational structure in the country is it 4 or 5? I can't remember anymore. But basically, you'll be spending like at least 3 years in nursery.
3 years in nursery.
5 or 6?
Yes, 3 years in
doing
nursery.
Primary.
Yes.
6 years doing secondary. And
four, five,
at least four. At least,
at least four. Yeah.
Doing tertiary.
Mm-hmm.
If you combine that, that's like almost 20. Almost 20 years. Now, young people are starting to realize that if they invest 20 good years of their lives
doing
something they
else,
love
yeah.
and something they are really, really interested in, something that can fetch them
money.
Hello.
Yeah. They are going
days.
To be in better places than they are
exactly.
right now.
Exactly. People are realizing that. So people like, don't respect that reading
you see,
anymore.
You see a lot of youngsters getting into things like podcasting, music, YouTubing, writing. When you get into creative stuff like this, you really do not have time for books, except you're a master planner. Because after dropping a particular one, you're thinking of the next one to drop, you're putting things in place. And it's not so easy doing all of those mental work and still thinking of a way to pass your exams. So now there are accusers of not reading. Because
not valuing education, even when it is very
the funny part is
obvious.
That, it's the funny part that, is that they are saying that we don't value education. This is your certificate now. Take it to Canada. You can't use it to do anything.
The quality of what
Nothing.
We're offered in schools. I mean, this isn't disputable. The quality of what we're offered in school is so poor.
Yeah, so poor.
So poor. You can't even compare.
Low,
it
down
with,
right there.
It's,
yeah.
It's really poor, trust me. So most young people that is are realizing that's why most people don't respect
that's
what
a,
we
that,
call
that's,
education.
That, that's
around
why
here
they say
anymore.
School are scam. School are scam. Like I know a lot of people will be like, oh, now people where they probably do fraud or people where they, you know,
or people who are not doing well in school.
Prostitution,
you know, like
they
that.
Talk all this thing. But truthfully, school has come. Really. Because most people who left school, I mean, on Twitter, you see people who studied this thing, what's it be, this course, this smelling course, AEB, animal... environmental biology.
Better not try to talk down on anybody's course.
I'm not trying to talk down on any
See,
course.
Just
no, I'm not. No,
head.
No. Like biochemistry. What's this other one? Microbiology. All of the girls we study that thing. You go see them. They do makeup. They sell wigs. They sell shoes.
Which brings us to.
They sell clothes.
Which brings us to the point I made before.
Yeah.
I mean, think
so
about
imagine
it.
Putting all that. I have a friend. Happiness, she sells nice thrift, guys. You guys should actually patronize her. Catch wells, like beautiful clothes, like something you can wear and your body will go bang. Now Catch started when I knew Happiness, actually that's her name, Happiness, but she goes by name Catch for her business purpose. So when I knew Happiness in year one, Happiness was so vibrant in class. Happiness used to ask questions. I'm sorry, I didn't even tell her. I've not even asked her for permission before speaking about her life on my podcast. But then the thing is, she was always asking questions in class, you know, for clarity, answering questions, you know. And Happiness was always so school-minded. And Happiness started her business, her thrift in year two. And you know, trying to run a business, it's not easy. So you really, if you want your business to succeed, just like put most of 80% of your time in it, going to the market, sourcing for clothes, getting them back, sourcing for clients or customers, and then trying to sell to them, and then keeping it up like back to back. It's not easy. Like, I commend her so well. Right now she's actually building an empire for herself, and I admire her so much. Now, because of this, she really doesn't have time to attend to schoolwork.
She does, actually. I mean, she...
Like, yes, she comes to class and all, but the dedication has reduced from the way it was.
No, really, it should.
And it actually reduced
it,
because...
It should.
Babe cannot like, leave her business. She's making mad money.
It should.
Whatever like, amount of money she's making, I don't know, but she's making enough money for her not to stop trading, for her not to stop her business. So imagine me, like, imagine start a business and thinking you can keep up your concentration like 100%. It's not possible. Like, it's not possible. And anybody who can do that, well, kudos to you. You're gifted. Praise the Lord for your life.
There are people who do.
So anyway, I'm just saying that we like the educational system first needs an upgrade. It needs like a thorough upgrade, like a lot of upgrade.
How? Don't ask us. We're not the experts.
No. Don't dare. No. Don't you dare. Don't try them. No. In your lives, don't try to ask us how. We are not your representatives. Neither
because
are we your
that.
Senators.
People do that thing a lot. You start to talk about how
and then they
poorly
ask
structured
you how,
things are, and then they start to ask you to prefer
solutions.
I mean, actually, trust me, with some level of critical thinking, yes, I think I have ideas to fix certain things.
But
in
we
this
are
country.
Not. It's not in our place.
This is please. Not my job.
It's not our job
okay?
description.
I mean, if you want
we are
my
only,
ideas,
we are only here to bring it to your table.
Exactly.
So we let you know what's happening just in case you have no idea.
This, by the way, is being addressed to every single person who is in a position.
Yeah.
That
to do something.
To do something about
and
the
you're
state
lagging
of this.
Behind.
Yes, yes.
You're thinking, see, God is watching you. All these people.
Kaya.
Ah, God.
See,
God is watching
if we,
you.
If we speak a word now, if we speak a word,
you people will lose your beauty.
Don't provoke. You're provoking us already. But see we're holding it.
No. Thinking about this is provoking. Actually, it's provoking, because I want to be in a country, like I want my country to be a place where I can go to school and I can use my degree in any other country. Number one, I want the fact that when I come out from school with my degree, I'm able to get something that befits what I went to school for. I mean, you have a lot of, you know, you have a lot of people who study science becoming receptionists. Like, what in the hell is that?
There is usually no relationship these days
between your job,
what people end up doing
yes.
for, you know, as a career,
yeah.
and you know what they did in school.
Yeah,
these days it's becoming
like,
a trend.
And we have a lot of people saying, like one thing that makes me angry. Like, one thing that makes me angry is those motivational speakers that be like, oh, after school, what's next? What's next? Why are you asking me?
That's a valid question now.
No, like, make it sound like, oh, before you leave school, you should have your life all planned out. I mean, I'm in school, I'm still confused. What?
I'm thinking that, not thinking, no, I am predicting. I'm predicting. Yeah. I mean, I might not be accurate in the end, but I'm predicting now. Not prophesying, I'm not a prophet.
Yeah.
I'm predicting that in the next... See, just give young people in Nigeria a few years and you'd be shocked at the decline of people
who will be going to school. Yeah.
See.
Yeah.
We are that's the,
I agree.
We,
at
young
that
people
point,
are realizing this thing every day that
yeah.
they are devoting so much of their time. See, at least 4 years, people in tertiary institutions,
yeah.
at least 4 years of their life is being devoted into something. A friend of mine posted just a few days ago on his WhatsApp status. He might be listening to this, by the way. Shout out to you, my guy. I posted and said, like this, I don't graduate though, but one thing I
never
learned for this school.
Like that's it.
I mean, it was hilarious, but it was accurate.
It's the reality.
Trust me.
It's the reality, seriously. And I just believe that our educational system, you know, needs an upgrade. That's
people
the first
are
thing.
Realizing that.
It needs an upgrade to the point where people see education and they value it. Mm-hmm. You know how people value mm-hmm. certificates that come from the abroad, even if not just Ghana, yeah. They value it so much, and they'd be like, oh, you're an international student, you know, this international student. The kind of prestige they give them. Even when they go for this, their NYSC thing, like, they give them a lot of prestige. Like, you're coming, you know, spent a lot of money to acquire this certificate. So, it's not moi moi. I believe that educational system should, like, be the same. It needs an upgrade, last. And it needs to get to that point where we don't think what we are doing is rubbish. Like, all other people have sentiments that what we are doing is total rubbish. Somebody was saying that if you think education can pay your bills, look at your lecturer's shoe. And it was so
hilarious. Disrespect to lecturers. No, but actually, still
it was something. It was something. Get out.
No, like, for it was something some we of them saw anyway. Online.
And the funny part is the way the Nigerian government treats the lecturers. It makes them not give their all.
No, really. See, frankly, I am not going to stay on this podcast and try to even advocate for. They do that now. They have a body.
No. It also concerns us as students because it does, we are it the does. Ones being lectured. You know, so the way the government treats them. You can hear of rumors of another ASU strike. You know how detrimental that would be to educational system.
I hope that doesn't happen,
now,
by the way.
Now, see, okay, let's take the pandemic for example. When we returned back to school, it was hard to get into the school routine. It was so hard to get into the educational routine. In fact, for me personally, it was so, like I had to, it got to a point where I was sleeping a lot because normally during pandemic there was actually nothing to do except be creative, and then after being creative the next thing is to eat and sleep. So now
one other strike, I don't drop out.
I have a friend saying that if there's another strike, like, no more school again. Because
one more strike,
if there's another strike at this point in our education, I'm not talking about people in year one, no. Let's say people in year 3 or people in year 4 who have a 5-year course, or people in year 5 who are doing 6-year course. You could just tire because by now I'm supposed to be graduating, but look at me, I'm still in 300 level. So please, like, the government needs to, like, restructure the way they handle the lecturers. Like, they need to upgrade them also because they are doing, like, lecturing people or tutoring people is not an easy job, because of course there'll be people who do not understand you and they need clarity, and you get to that point where you need to explain. But when what you're getting is not up to, when your pay is not motivating you, you will not have that motivation to keep teaching for clarity purpose. You will not have that time to be able to counsel a student, except you're a well-meaning person.
That's Vicky campaigning for you guys. I'm not campaigning.
But really, the lecturers need good working conditions.
I know good that. Good working know that they conditions. Do. I know that.
And
do.
This is not negotiable.
Have you seen these people? When they are fighting, see,
and that's why they keep writing books that there's no need for them to write, because they need to sell and get money and take care of their family. I for one do not blame them at all. I do not blame them. But then
I do a lot, by the way.
I do not blame them, really. If it gets to this point where we are now is crucial. What we talked about, survival, and then that's just survival.
I hope one of my lecturers are not listening to this right now. Sam, sorry.
No, we did not mean it that way. We didn't mean it that way. We are not blaming you at all. It's the government you are blaming. They are the cause of all this.
I take back what I said.
The time they are supposed to use to debate on how to make educational sector a better, you know, give it an upgrade, they spend that time bickering over how social media should be banned or not, why Twitter should be, you know, should dissipate from Nigeria or not. So fam, I think we've actually come to the end of this thing. Like, it's been a long talk, and
yeah, very long one.
In this talk we've actually, you know, briefed you guys on how it is being a Nigerian 300 level student, just in case you've forgotten how being a student works. We are reminding you. And just in case you're in a place where you can affect change, please affect the change. Help us to help you. I mean, we are the leaders of tomorrow.
Exactly.
If you did not lead us well, how are we supposed
give us
to lead
a legacy to keep?
Yes, please give us
if you don't give us a good one, like, if you don't give us a legacy at all, say, what do you mean?
What do you expect us to do? I mean, this country is our old and we are still developing. It's a very sad thing to say. And it's at that point where other countries are, you know, laughing at us. You know, there are some applications you want to give and then you're like, oh, you're Nigerian. Oh, please, this is not okay.
That,
you know,
that negative, that tag. I mean, it's huge, it's education. So bad.
Like, it's big. No, it's
way bigger. We're renowned universally for the wrong things.
For the wrong things, really. For all everything the wrong things. Corruption, you know,
internet fraud.
Everything.
Insecurity.
I mean, that one is at its peak right now. I mean, people have been kidnapped.
Poor health conditions.
People die in hospitals.
Think of any bad thing. Huh?
Everything.
Nigeria peaks.
A1. We're right there in front. And we actually need a change in every place because I'm tired. And the funny part is, we are all beginning to sound like a broken record because we talk about this thing every day. Almost every Nigerian podcast you listen to, this is the main line topic. This is the main line topic. You listen to the news, this is the main line topic. You listen to people wailing in the market. I was in the market yesterday to get some things and immediately they say this is the price.
I don't go to Nigeria. The market anymore.
They'll be like, which can change be this now? Yes, last week this was the price. This week the price don't increase. Wait till they happen. Like, this is just an overview. Like, this is not a time to be a youth in Nigeria. At all. So, you know, like I always say, if you can, you know, if you have found a way to leave us, please, by all means necessary, go ahead. But please do not forget me when you get there. If you can get a passport for
me, I won't forget you.
Come on, get out. I'm not talking to you.
I won't forget
you. You get international passport.
See, I'm telling you, I won't forget you now.
Do you have international passport?
Instead of you to say, okay. Instead of you to make me to not forget you.
What is
the point? I'm telling you now that I will not forget you. Trust me.
I won't forget you either because it's like this now. I go first you blow. That's the Nigerian dream to blow. I go soon blow, my people. I go soon blow. And when I blow, I won't forget Chika. Anyways, we've come to the end of this. And I hope that your experience is not the same as mine and you're keeping quiet.
I really hope.
It's not the same as mine as you're keeping quiet. If it's the same as mine, you ought to speak up because really that's the only weapon we have right now, speaking up. Even if our voices are cracked, our hands are weak, our fingers are weakened, or they are wilted away or whatever, withered away. I don't know how to put it. Even if we're getting to that point where we are all tired, the least thing we can do is talk about it and bring it to, you know, the streamline so people can actually get to know what's happening and then probably a change can actually happen. So far, thank you so much for sticking with us to the end. And again, it's your one and only host, Her Royal Chubbiness, Mfon Victory. And then my co-host,
Isaac Chika, was here. Yeah, to light things
Professor,
up.
Professor, what do you mean?
To light things up.
Professor Chika, yeah.
See the glow I bring. Kaya.
Look at this festive.
See how lit this place is.
Fuck
right
off,
now.
Man.
You just don't rate me. That's your problem.
What do you mean?
But they do. See, out there, they do. They do. You don't rate me.
Why will I rate you? Give me one good reason I should rate you now.
Are
because,
you serious?
Because you know book. Book will not buy you food, though. She be yet a school and scam.
She's shaming me right now for taking my education seriously.
Really?
That's what she's doing right now.
A couple of hours ago, Chika Broke shamed me.
What? Are you...
Chika Broke shamed me a few hours ago before now. So, all the more reason I'm supposed to blow. I need to blow. So... His book will not buy you food. When I blow, I will help you blow. Anyways, thank you so. Do not forget, guys. Do not forget to listen.
It's been so nice being here. As always, like the last time I was here, I really enjoyed it. And
it will be here from now on. Yes, this is the very big announcement. It's gonna be here from now on. Yeah, it's gonna be my co.
See how she's saying it. She's really excited. You need to see Vicky's eyes when she knows I'm going to be on a podcast with her. Like, she's so excited.
It's because you bring so much sense and arguments. It's good to always argue with you. It's engaging, don't you think? Anyways, he's going to be my co-presenter on this program. And fam, please do not forget to listen, do not forget to share, do not forget to support this podcast. Tell your family and friends to come listen to us. It doesn't really cost a thing to share this podcast. It doesn't cost so much to tell people about this podcast. Please do well, and thank you for sticking with us to the end. And we'll see you on the next episode. Till then, stay safe.
Signing out, guys.
Jiggy, and stay alive. Love you guys. Mwah.